Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a new story to you that's staying along the lines of getting ready to have school start, because we know some people started school last week and some people start school this week. And I've heard some people might even be starting school next week. So we thought we would try to do a couple stories for new schools, you know, spread it out a little bit. So if you're starting school this week, we've got a story for you, and it is called Principal Tate is Running Late. And this story was written by Henry Cole, and it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name, ma'am? A new species.
And it's called a Pikmin.
Oh, I know what a Pikmin is. They are a new species. Our planet doesn't have them, right?
No.
Because they're from a video game.
No, when you play Pikmin 4, you are on Earth.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Is that something that you and Dad discovered? Well, friends, if you play age-appropriate video games, you might try Pikmin 4. We, I guess, started playing it, and it's fun. Okay, so let's move on from that and read our book. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The school day had started. All systems go. Buses brought cargo. Ready to grow. Do you know what cargo is? It's something that's carried. Yeah, okay, good. The one in command was Principal Tate. Hardy's school was first rate because Tate was so great. To keep apple pie order, it was always Tate's way to cheerlead each day and make things A-OK. She guided each student to try to be better, to be a goal setter and a go-getter. Tate helped fire drills go smoothly and helped meetings run well. From morning's first bell to dismissal's farewell. Dismissal is the end of the day when you're ready to go. Your class is dismissed. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that morning, Ms. D, ordinarily unfazed, noticed, amazed, Tate's blinds were still unraised. So in the picture, we can see that the principal's office, which is Ms. Tate's office, has blinds over the window so that you cannot see in if she doesn't want you to. And then she'll lift them up or put them down depending on what. Like if she's having a meeting and she doesn't want people to watch the meeting, she can put her blinds down. But if she's just sitting in her office, maybe having lunch or something, she can put the blinds up. Or I don't know, maybe she'll want them down while she's eating lunch, who knows. But that usually is when someone is not in their office too, they will also put the blinds down. So, moving on. Here it was, a quarter till eight, and Principal Tate was running late. Outside in the hallway, two youngsters were bawling, one loudly brawling, another name-calling, and a new kid threw up. It was her first day. And one kid named Trey wore his undies wrong. He put his underpants on the outside of his clothes instead of the inside. Oh, that's not how you do it. And I can see that there's lots of not good things going on here. Then two visitors came, a computer technician and a bigwig clinician who was a state dietitian. Oh my goodness, those are some big words. Somebody was there to work on the computers and somebody was there to talk about what foods are okay. Now, outside of Tate's office, parents were grouchy, looking quite touchy, lined up on Tate's couchy. Oh yeah, she has a couch sitting outside of her office. We have appointments, one of them whined, but Principal Tate was running behind. Uh-oh, said Ms. D.
This isn't like Tate. To make people wait, that's something she'd hate.
Then, at 8:17, one kid, almost dizzy, had a hissy fit tizzy. 'Cause his hair was too frizzy. Well, listen, we all have moments where our hair gets frizzy. At least I do. Okay, then more visitors came and formed a long queue. And a fire drill was due at 8:52. The school board arrived for its bi-monthly meeting. Plus, the guys completed their check on the heating. But where was our Tate? Wondered Miss D. Her space, she could see out in front, was still free.
Attention,
D announced to all those at Hardy. And remember, Hardy is their school, right?
The latest is this. Miss Tate's running tardy.
And tardy means that you are late.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the staff and the students, all Hardy crew, knew what to do and how to pull through. Mrs. Klim, the art teacher, led those parents away. They had a field day with hands full of clay. What is she having them do? Do you know what this is? So when you are a sculptor, when you're doing a pottery class, you're given a big lump of clay and they put it on a special spinning wheel and you spin the wheel and shape the clay into the shape of a pot. And so all these parents who were frustrated earlier are now getting to play with clay. Looks like a lot more fun, huh? Mrs. Chan and her chorus played the Hardy School song and got the school board and the techie to sing right along. Frank, the custodian, cleaned up the mess. The nurse, Mr. Cress, got Trey to redress. Now Trey was the little guy whose underpants were on the outside of him. Oh my. The guest dietitian, who was awed by Ms. Price, had burritos and rice. Not one time, but twice. Mrs. Lee and two friends, they quickly got busy finding how-tos for Izzy, the one looking frizzy. And Miss D in the office was planning ahead.
The fire drill, she said, is tomorrow instead.
But it was Mr. Morales who deserved an A+. He pulled up with no fuss and with Tate in his bus. Oh, she had to take the bus to school. Interesting. Her car must have had a problem. Let's see. Everyone smiled when, at the front gate, came Principal Tate, just a teensy bit late. Tate was so proud she practically glowed, despite being slowed on this side of the road. She grinned ear to ear. The day had worked out. Tate wanted to shout that she never had doubt. When a school gets along, it's a place of community, working so beautifully together in unity. Now, yes, I'm so glad you asked. Unity means that everyone is in agreement with each other and cooperating with each other. Okay? And it's very rare to find unity these days. It's getting rarer and rarer and rarer to find. But you should try to see it, like in places like your classroom, you know, where you guys treat each other more like, you know, friends than people who are fighting against each other. And that, my friends, is, you want to say it with me? The end.